The New Orleans Saints are now 8-0, undefeated at the midpoint of their season. They beat the Carolina Panthers yesterday. The final score was 30-20. The perfect start has given hope to a city that has often hosted a Super Bowl but never quite managed to get its team into one. Melanie Peoples listened in to what a football Sunday sounds like now in New Orleans.
Sunday morning in this devoutly Catholic city finds much of New Orleans in church.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of heart and mind.
At Our Lady Star of the Sea in the St. Rock neighborhood, Father Tony Ricard leads a full congregation decked out in black and gold, many of them in Saints jerseys, looking like they plan on dashing straight from the pews to the big game. Services are running a little long today, and Father Tony knows it.
We all know it's almost time for us to get out of here, even though we got like 3 hours and 27 minutes before we have to be somewhere. But all I can tell y'all is what a joy it is to be in a church, as a church family that's undivided, and have a team with the New Orleans Saints that's undefeated. We know what we're talking about now.
This kind of Saints fear can't be contained. It spills over into everything. And while the stained glass Saints looking down from above are glorious, there are praises to be sung in another kind of cathedral, just a couple miles away. Outside the Superdome, amidst the strains of a brass band stopping traffic, the fervent faithful gather.
This year is different. I'm so excited, I can't hardly stand it.
Martha Elliott has been a Saints fan her whole life. But this year, she's enraptured in pure ecclesiastical ecstasy.
Because you just got that feeling. It's the spirit. It's the spirit. It's there. This year's our year.
Let's just say there have been a lot of seasons when it wasn't their year.
Oh, yeah. I was a fan whenever they were 1-15 and 2-14 and stuff like that.
Kevin Delcombe is another lifelong fan, one who never donned a paper bag over his head in shame or referred to the team as the Aints.
I mean, I went through the rough years, and you kind of like, man, golly, what are they going to do? And now you finally see that they're doing good, and then everybody gets behind them, and I think the whole state's behind them.
It's not the first time. 3 years ago, the Saints made it to the playoffs when New Orleans really needed a lift.
It's like Hurricane Katrina. Everybody got together, and they got behind the Saints, and same thing now.
With only one difference. Last time, everyone was united in tragedy. This time, with the city's population around 78% of what it was before Katrina, and people no longer asking whether or not New Orleans would come back, everyone's united in pure fun. That's a real milestone, and it feels good to people like Dennis Halligan.
Black and gold, everywhere you go, everyone, it's just like a big family now. It's just all come together, and on Sundays, it's like Thanksgiving, big turkey dinner. I mean, just everybody comes together. It's a blast.
And the national attention isn't bad either. New Orleans is in the news again, and for a change of pace, for something other than that dreadful hurricane. That makes a city feel pretty good, almost normal. It's the kind of happiness that spills all the way into Monday morning and beyond. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in New Orleans.